We are joined on the phone right now by Berlin. Berlin, thank you so much for taking some time to chat today. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, anytime. So let's talk about your new tune, Delete You From My Phone. I've been listening to this one. It's a great song. Tell us a little bit about your new one and kind of the story behind this one and how this one came to be.
Yeah, so I basically wrote this song about having a boyfriend, and finally, whenever you guys break up and you do no contact, it's pretty hard sometimes for some girls to block their contact and never talk to them again, but eventually it feels good after a while.
Right.
Like, no. That's the best thing and best move, and it's such a small move to delete their contact, but it does so much.
For sure. Did you have this title in kind of like an archives or in your phone that you wanted kind of to revisit, or did this idea kind of come as you were writing it? Because I know a lot of artists kind of have archive folders and maybe voice notes in their phone. Did you have Delete You From My Phone kind of as an idea in the past?
Yeah, I did. I was like, this is an interesting title. It's very modern, but I made it so it sounds more like classic country vibes
for the
instruments and stuff. So I did a mixture.
I love it. I love it. I love hearing kind of the story behind it and kind of how songs come to be. What's the next little bit looking like for you? Have you been busy playing a lot of live shows? Do you have shows kind of lined up, continuing to songwrite? What's the next little bit looking like for you?
Yeah, so in the next while, I have lots of shows coming up, but this summer has been nonstop for me. I've been on the road like I am now, and I am so thankful for it. The next one that's really big, that's cool, that's coming up is I am at the CFR, and I'm doing the national anthem.
Nice.
And then I'm also doing a show after party at Cook County Saloon in Edmonton.
Very cool. That's awesome. So that's going to be a lot of fun. If people kind of haven't seen you perform, I'm curious kind of what's the playlist looking like for you? Because I know it's probably different each show and it changes all the time, but what's kind of more often than not the playlist? Do you play kind of a combination of originals and covers? What's kind of the playlist looking like for you on most nights?
Yeah, I typically lean towards the more older classic country, and then I try and mix in some newer tunes for the people that like those as well, and then I also add in lots of my original songs, and I get really good feedback on that. So
love it, love it. Very cool. So some of those originals, who are some of your favorites? What are some of the favorite ones that you like to perform?
I really love to perform any John Michael Montgomery.
Love it.
And
it's a great answer. Great answer.
Yeah. And I also really love Brooks and Dunn. The
nice.
older Brooks and Dunn stuff I really like to sing, and it's pretty fun.
Those are some of my favorites. So do you sing like the Grundy County Auction song? Do you ever sing Sold?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. That's like my go-to karaoke song, the odd time that I would ever partake. It's one of my favorites. It's one of my favorites, so thought I'd ask about that. Yeah, John Michael Montgomery, Brooks and Dunn, you can't really go wrong. Those are a couple of classic and legends for sure. If people want to kind of follow along with what you're up to, is there website, social media platforms that you post to? How can people follow along and keep up to date with what you're up to?
Yeah, my website is www.berlin.ca. It's pretty simple. My name is spelled Berlyn. And you can find me on Instagram that way. You can find my Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, everything like that. My Instagram is my first name and last name, so Berlin Broadhead. And yeah, you can find all my stuff there too.
Awesome. We really appreciate you taking some time to chat today. Again, love the sound of the new tune. I'm sure we'll catch up again down the road. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.